T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm so glad you got a chance to get back here and visit us. Tell us what's been going on with you.
Gosh, it's been great. I've just been making a lot of new music. You know, I was silent for 4 months, which was hard as a singer.
How did you do that?
A lot of little sign language, a lot of silent fights with my wife, you know.
Voice was silent? Vocal issues?
Yeah, I had a vocal thing. A lot of singers get it, but it was very yogi-esque, which was cool.
Nodes?
It was this thing called a polyp. Justin Timberlake, the list goes on.
You had to do the surgery and
I did. Yeah. The celebrity surgeon, this dude, he did Adele's surgery. I love it. It's like, oh, this is all the people surgery
did you
for.
Get the list of
the
like
list
who
Sam
you fixed?
Smith, like, yeah. Yo, this dude's got all these crazy things. But it was wild. I actually have this app though called Big, and Megan Trainor, who's the bomb, she really helped me through it. She's done the surgery twice. Mm-hmm. And I use this app, and it's just like a notes app, but I would have fights with my wife with this app. She'd be yelling and I would be like, stop yelling at me, whatever, with the app. So I feel like if anybody onlookers would probably be like, what the hell is going on with these two people right now?
Would she ever just say things to get under your skin just because you couldn't talk back?
Oh man, people were, you know what's funny? Not so much. She was just like, wished I could talk more.
Yeah.
People would always make the joke they were married, and she would, oh my gosh, you must love that he can't talk. She was like, hell no, it's the opposite. Like, mm-hmm. I want him to stop just listening to me. Right. But other than that, I got out of it.
Good
started writing the new record and Love Me Less. You guys have been playing it. Thank you so much. So that's been the new song. It's been wild. It's been sort of a part of that story. It's the ongoing thing of my last song, Lights Down Low, that I wrote for her and I proposed to her with. It's sort of the evolution of the relationship and knowing that, you know, the right people will love you more for your broken pieces and your insecurities and not less.
Biggest songs based on your personal relationship, do you think?
Oh, I feel like it's hard not to be, you know. I that's, I feel like my favorite artists at least are so open about their stories. Even if you didn't know that was the story behind the song, I feel like, you know, you can always feel when it comes from such a personal place. And I love when people connect with something that is so personal to me.
When you write songs, and we're in studio with Max right now, do you always try to do a little signature Max thing in your songs?
Little Max things? Yeah, I get little woots in there and stuff. I guess
little vocal styles.
I guess it's funny. I don't know. I don't even realize. And then people are like, oh, do one of those like woohoo things.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, that's a thing? I didn't know. Okay.
Uh-huh. Is it in Love Me Less?
I feel like there may be a couple woot woots in the Love Me Less. Yeah.
Tell me about the collab or who you're featuring on that.
Oh, Quinn 92. Too. I know you guys were talking about that. He's a good friend of mine. We're same age, and he's just been in the game a long time. And he just got married too. Congrats to him. And he's coming back from his honeymoon to start. We're doing a Today Show next week. We're excited. So he's coming back from his honeymoon, so we can get some Today Show going, some other things. So
that's amazing. How do you prepare yourself mentally for the Today Show?
Oh gosh, honestly, I just try to do something fun, and and I try to, you know, waking up early. I commend you guys. This is not my jam, waking up early.
Oh, it's a blessing every
Listen,
day.
Listen, get on that show, your eyewear game, because Roker has stepped it up with his colored eyewear.
Oh, I like
now.
The blue
Ooh.
Glasses. Yeah,
yeah. You got to step it up, man.
Oh man, I guess I'll have to. There you go.
So we've been friends a long time. What am I going to have to do to get you to say our names in one of your songs on the Today Show?
Oh,
I think it's a reasonable expectation.
I feel like it has to happen. I will
work on it
right when I leave, right after this.
Can we listen to Love Me Less right now?
I would be delighted. Let's do it.
Here's Max on Kiss 98.5. Max on Kiss 98.5.
Yes,
Love Me Less. I love that song.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
How did you get, when you're building a song like that, writing it and creating it, what instrument do you start with to actually do a song? Do you start with the words or the music?
Ooh, it usually comes to me like the story and the title come first, and then I dive into it, because I feel like I'll come into the studio. My wife always is funny about this, that sometimes it'll be with brand new people. I love collaborating, so I'll walk in and I'll be like, oh, I had this pregnancy scare with my wife, let's write a song about it. And she's like, you just met these people and you telling them that? So I feel like that's when the best ones come. And this one was literally a song that sort of happened like that. I had this ex who was kind of upset with our breakup, and my wife is from England, and she threatened to try to get her deported from the country.
No.
And it was like a strange, I was I knew she didn't mean it, but my wife didn't. And I got, it was the first time I had a really, like, a very scary fight with my wife where I was like, I don't know how we'll recover from this kind of moment.
Now,
you know?
Well, she's from London, so she's got an accent.
She does, yeah.
And so
yeah,
she's fighting with you. How do you not just stop and love her?
I do,
upset
all the time.
English accent?
I'm always trying to stop the fights. I'm like, why are we doing this?
Right.
Let's be real.
Look at how
it's
cute,
like,
you are.
With Adele. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's the best. But I mean, yeah, that's how it usually comes when it's, yeah, I can't plan it. It's just like something mm-hmm. crazy happens and I have to go in and give it up.
I'm confused because you're a New York City guy, like hardcore New York City.
Hardcore.
And everybody says everyone from New York is so hard edged. So you're the friendliest person I know. How did you rise from the image of New York?
Oh, man, I don't know. There's a lot more. I would say that New York just keeps it real. All over New York, of course. Uh-huh. But it definitely, my dad is a sweet, sweet, sweet man. And mm-hmm. shout out to him. His best friend has passed away. And he's been like so cool. He's been such an inspiration to watch. Mm-hmm. He was with him for 5 weeks in the hospital.
I love that kind of friendship.
I was like, wow, I would be lucky to have a friend like you. And I'm lucky to have a dad like you. So
I'm sorry that he's going through that. But good example.
He's a Rockaway, nice Long Island boy.
Yeah, right? So when you seem to know so many people, I'm so impressed with how you're connected in every which way. Is it easier to be connected on the East Coast than the West Coast?
You know, I just love finding, I guess, kind of maybe East Coast. Yeah, I got to shout out my boy Joel Shackelford, of course, mm-hmm. my Buffalo mm-hmm. baby. But I love. I think because I'm on the road so much, it's nice to feel like there's family everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's sometimes I just connect with East Coasters more.
Yeah,
You're
gonna be at Firefly Festival. That's insane. This is like this list of artists in this weekend, including Panic at the Disco, Tyler, the Creator, Zedd, you. What are you excited about with this festival, with all these different artists?
Well, I'm excited. I'm a big fan of Igor, the new Tyler, the Creator album. I'm excited mm-hmm. to see that live, all that cute stuff. Panic at the Disco, Brendon Urie is a beautiful, fun-size singing angel. I'm gonna give him a big hug.
Yeah.
I always say, like, whenever I see him, we get to see each other a lot, and he gives the best hugs, and Khalid gives the best hugs. I don't know who gives better hugs, so we enjoy that time getting those hugs in.
Can you just talk me through a Khalid hug?
Gosh, I see him from a distance. Our eyes lock. I know it's about to be the best day of my life. I walk up to him. He's like, how's it going, baby? I'm like, we get that hug in. And my whole day is, how could you not have a great day after getting that hug?
He's a guy that needs to work with everybody. Like, I love him alone, but then when he collabos with somebody, because I think he brings stuff out of you.
Our song is going to be about, we're both big doggy lovers, and we're both hug lovers. So I feel like,
doggy,
I don't know.
Dogs and hugs? Hugs and dogs?
Kiss about to play that doggy hug Khalid Max collab. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy.
Are you going to collaborate with Khalid?
I would love to. Man, we've been talking about it for a long time. He's the hottest thing in the world, but once he's ready for that doggy collab, it's gonna be cute.
The doggy hug collaboration.
Yo, Max and Khalid, doggies and hugs. It's coming soon.
Listen, it's
taking
seriously,
over your stations.
That works. I don't mind that.
People love
one
dogs,
bit.
Man.
Dude, me too.
Max
always.
In the studio this morning. Tell me the Madonna story, because I think it's my favorite story
man,
that
always,
you have.
I'm so glad.
It's your original collabo-ish.
It's the original collabo, yes. Well, as many of you know, I'm a very fun-sized human. I like to shout out my fun-sized humans. And Madonna is also a very fun-sized human. She's a tiny person. So she wanted someone to be her similar size for this campaign for Dolce & Gabbana. I'll condense the story. Basically, it was between me and one other guy. They told me we were going to show up. They were going to choose us on set. I was 17 years old. Okay. So, it's almost 10 years. That's crazy. Time flies. So I'm there, and nobody speaks English. 3 hours later, someone sees me. They're like, why are you not dressed? You've had the job all day. I'm like, oh, snap. I had no idea. Get in this room. She walks in, coconut water.
Wait, you have
water.
The job as a supermodel now for Dolce & Gabbana?
For like, I've had it all day and I had no idea. I thought there was like some busky Italian man going to walk in that was going to steal the job. So I walk into the room, and she walks in with her coconut water and a straw, gives it to her assistant. And she's supposed to be my mother for this whole campaign. So I'm like giving these looks while she's teaching me how to dance. I'm supposed to be acting weird. And she goes, why are you making those faces? And I was like, I don't know. I'll make any faces. You want Madonna? You tell me what to do. So she takes a small of my back and she lifts me up. She goes, I'll teach you how to dance. And I was like,
wow.
So I was only supposed to be in that shot. And then I had this surreal play date with her for the rest of the day. She was like, come on, let's go to the next thing. And I was like, all right, Madonna, let's go. So we did all these shots. Final shot of the day. She just makes the call, cancel something else. We're on the street, first time paparazzi see us, taking pictures, it's going crazy. And then shoot ends, I go home. Next morning, my dad comes home from the gym. Front of the paper says, who's Madonna's new fetus boyfriend?
Oh, wow. And did you save it?
Oh, yeah, I've got it. Kidding me? I got two little Jewish parents. Right. You don't think they saved that Madonna fetus boyfriend clip? Jenny, you are sadly mistaken.
Oh, my gosh. I love that story.
It was fun. I haven't seen her since. I hope we can have that collabo about fetus, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
she would be wise to work with you, and you'd be wise to work with her on a song.
We'll do a fun-size powerhouse song. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
What do you love about what you do, Max?
I love connecting with people all over. It's the coolest thing to like see people in Buffalo and know that we're connected even if I haven't met them, or see people in Amsterdam. That's the coolest, you know?
In a world that it can be so negative, music brings out the positive in everybody.
It's the best. It really is. And it's cool to see that it translates in so many places too. It makes you realize that every message that you put out there has to be something you really believe in, because, you know, it has the potential to be heard by so many people and hopefully change their lives. Like, Lights Down Low, it's the coolest thing that people get married to it so often, you know? Uh-huh. I think that's so, I'm never sick of that. Like, if someone's like, I use that as my wedding song, that's the greatest honor, knowing that was part of their lives. So it's like, I think for me at least, that's why I don't ever want to put something out that someone's just like, oh, it's going to be a big hit song. I'm like, well, what's the message behind it? Like, why would I put it out, you know? So, yeah.
I'll give you an example of what surprised me in the world of music today, and then you give me one. When Old Town Road came out and Lil Nas X was not getting accepted by country stations, they're like, no, this isn't country. Have you experienced any of that?
Gosh, you know, that one obviously was such a huge thing. And what a cool thing in our day and age that they were like, oh, hell no, let's get some Cyrus on this and change the game.
Uh-huh.
By the way, that elementary school video, I don't know if everybody's seen it. If you haven't, you have to, where he's just walks in and they're going crazy.
Uh-huh.
But
except for the one little girl.
Except for the one little girl. Yeah, the kids are savages, man.
Oh,
they're just like, I don't know this. But then the other
girl's
kids
up front not having it.
Love it.
Right.
Honestly, I'm very lucky. I think everybody puts you in boxes. You know, I did like Nickelodeon, all that stuff back in the day with Rags and whatever else. And sometimes people put you in a box and say like, oh, you can't do this, you've done this. Mm-hmm. But I think what's beautiful about this life is that you have every chance to prove people wrong and reinvent yourself and show that you do have what it takes, and it just takes you believing in it and working hard enough to do it. And I always think about Bryan Cranston, like, who thought he was gonna be Breaking Bad? Ha, what's up?
Right?
Not Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm lucky that that's the only adversity I really face. Someone like Lil Nas X with Old Town Road, so sick that Cyrus came to his rescue.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, let's go, country.
Yeah, exactly.
So yes, that's really the only thing I deal with.
How can Buffalo help your career?
I mean, New York, baby, forever. That's all it is. I love Buffalo. And as long as Buffalo's good to my boy Joel, I'm happy with
him. Yes, we'll be good to him.
Joel, for those who don't
Joel
know.
Joel is your road manager,
Joel,
right?
Yes, Joel is my spiritual guru. And I bless Buffalo for bringing him to this world. Because
are you just saying that because you want free chicken wings today? What's the deal?
Listen. It's like, it is really like that. I wish I could talk about Joel like it was his hometown in every city.
Yeah.
He's just a sweet soul. And when you're on the road a lot, living in a van or living in whatever else, you need to surround yourself with people that like make you happy
and look
to be alive.
You.
And he saved my life. I fell off. I do some stupid things in shows. I went to the balcony during a show.
Okay.
And I lost my balance and I fell off the balcony.
And
Joel caught me.
You jump, I jump.
What?
Sounds really good, but where the heck is Joel now?
Joel, I know. He's probably...
He's like, but this, you see, like, this is where the friendship, I'm like questioning.
You're like, where's Joel then?
I'm like, well,
oh,
Joel's here he is in his hometown, and Joel, you can't get out of bed to come to the radio station?
Well,
what up?
I know. Gosh, I'm gonna have to give it to Joel, man. I hope, if you're listening, Joel.
Sure.
I love you, boo. I told you, wake up right now.
Yeah, right?
He's not a morning person, though. He'll be up real late. And that's the he's
like,
she's like, Joel doesn't exist.
Night?
You just want to convince the world. No, I got here at like midnight.
Oh, okay.
The city, no. So I didn't even get to see.
Yeah, we all go to bed at midnight here in Buffalo.
Everybody. Yep. No, it was a late night. It was late night. But shout out to Noah, who works at your station. He picked me up from the airport.
That was nice.
Beautiful young man.
Yes, he's a great young man.
I got a lot of love for Buffalo, man. Y'all don't just got wings. You got nice people.
We got nice people. I agree with that.
Yeah.
We're so happy for you. Continued success. We always love you stopping by the radio station. And we're going to play Lights Down Low because I got to play that song.
Thank you so much.
I love that. And give your wife a hug.
I will.
Tell her to keep fighting the fight.
I will. Bring her next time to hang with you guys.
Yeah, that would be good. Awesome. And hopefully we'll see you at one of our next shows.
That would be delicious.
All right. Sounds good. Max on Kiss 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.